going to have some other perspective things that we're not going to talk about right now. But it'll be fun to find out about it later. I'm just going to tease you a little bit with that. But there are a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of progress being made. And it's just a lot of great news. And we'll get to that on the backside of this first initial break. And we'll be talking about also some of the cases that are flying around right now and what we can learn from them. And that's something that has come up several times recently, some shocking losses that are only losses if we don't gain some kind of ground as a result of them. If we just sit down and get nothing out of it, then it's martyrdom. It's not a martyrdom. It's a sacrifice. It's just a worthless, a vain and useless loss that people are going to be suffering, sitting away, being punished where there is no law to punish them for violating and being for disagreeing with the government. So we're going to get back here in just a few minutes. We'll pick up with that type of stuff and a whole lot more right here on the Live Free Zone.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
For details.
Right, and we're back, And I noticed or just realized that I failed to introduce myself. I've been going so long, I guess I forgot who I was. I hope you didn't. But I'm Tom Cryer, and this is the Life Free Zone. And we are going to have a lot of catching up to do. I know you've saved up your questions over the last 2 weeks during my absence, and that we'll just have to try to get to many of them as we can. You can call in with those questions or comments. If you wish, 1-800-313-9443, because you're my favorite guest. You have so much to talk about, I guess it's hard to know where to start. So I'm just going to start with what I consider to be one of the two biggest developments lately. One is the fact that we have now, Truth Attack has now allied itself with America Freedom to Fascism, now restored the Republic. In Dallas, when I was speaking at the Pavon Motiejeda's Freedom Law School conference there recently, I met Gary Franchi and George, his good friend and a brilliant IT man, and we are now on the same page. We are now working together as a team, and that organization is just, it's already on the ground and it's running. And to have this other large group of very dedicated and motivated people joining us in the effort of Truth Attack to get the public aware that there's a genuine, not frivolous issue about the income tax, and that the government's position, that questioning the government and demanding to see its authority to take our money or to require us to bear our financial information to the government is what's frivolous. And once we get that done, then the teeth will fall out of this beast, because they won't be able to find a jury that will convict someone for disagreeing with the government again. We've got to start right there. There's a legal front that has to be fought. We're working on that. There's a political front, though, that has to be won, too. We can't do one without the other. The hammer is no good without the anvil. And those are the two tools that we need to build. Having AFTF or RTR, Restore the Republic, on board is a huge success. I can't tell you how excited I am about having Gary Franchi and George and Sam Otero and all of the others over there in that organization linking up with us, putting their shoulders next to ours, and turning their hands to the task. What a fantastic break for the Truth Attack and for the entire tax honesty movement. The other development, which I'm pleased to report, is that I'm also going to be, or have started actually, and we've had two broadcasts, broadcasting on KCAA 1050 out of San Bernardino, California, with the Tom Cryer Show, sponsored by Truth Attack. We've had two programs. The first one, of course, was because of technical glitches and a little bit of a roller coaster. Actually, I guess in some respects a train wreck, but it was fun, and we got through it. The second was much, much smoother. That was last night. These programs there in San Bernardino, I think they call that the Inland Empire in California, on Friday evenings at 7. They also are on KCAAradio.com, KCAAradio.com, where you can listen in live across the country. You can also call in on the show. We don't have an 800 number, but we prioritize long-distance calls. If you call on your cell phone, probably there's no long-distance charge anyway. But we'll be giving the number out at one of those programs. And you can listen on the Internet live at 7 p.m. on Fridays on KCAAradio.com. on Friday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific. That is going to give us an audience, on-the-air audience. And coming with that, this station, this came as a result of an interview I had done in tandem with Joe Bannister. We were both interviewed at the same time on that radio station. It's a talk radio. And we, the next thing I knew, they were wanting to get this message out. I heard from the owner of the station, who also owns another station in Katy, Texas. And on Saturday mornings, that program, Friday night program, is rebroadcast on KTAE in Katy, Texas. And I don't know what the internet call for that is, but I bet it would be ktaeradio.com. If you Google KTA Radio, you probably would be able to pull it right up. And it also is webcast. So although it's not live, you won't be able to call in. You can at least touch base and see. And those shows are also going to be archived on both of those websites. So here we're getting into a huge audience. These are not large radio stations, but they address a very densely populated area. And that one from in Texas runs up and down the corridor between Houston and Austin, Texas. So we're getting some news out. We're getting new people. Some of the callers that I'm getting on that show had never heard of this particular issue. And that's what we're after. Just as whenever we got over to the AFTF conference in Phoenix last Saturday, a lot of those folks that were at that RTR conference were not familiar with Truth Attack. That's what we're after to do. What a fantastic 2 weeks or 3 weeks it has been. Incidentally, in connection with both of those radio stations, KCAA and KTAE, we're also broadcasting what we call vignettes, a little three-minute question-answer. Well, the IRS says so-and-so, but here's the truth, and then the truth comes out. And those will run at drive time every weekday, and drive time mornings, and again drive time evenings, and directing people to the show on Friday night or Saturday morning. So it's been a lot of breaks here, a lot of things going on. We just heard from a gentleman who is doing a television documentary on this particular issue, and it's going to be broadcast over a fairly large network, and we're going to be working hand in hand with this gentleman to help him put together that documentary and ensure that it's accurate and irrefutable. The message, the Truth Attack message, which is just exactly that, accurate and irrefutable, will be a big, big part of that documentary. Boy, things are just starting. The more things happen, the faster they happen. Have you noticed that? What a great thing. We've just been picking things up and seeing things moving too fast. And I've been so busy trying to rebuild my practice and doing all of this. I'm putting in about 20 hours a day. But I'm enjoying every minute of it. And every day I feel like I've taken another step closer to accomplishing what we're all trying to do, and that is to restore a constitutional republic to this country and to restore freedom to the people and sovereignty to the states. And once we've done that, we will have done our duty. We won't be heroes. We won't be entitled to medals. We will have done what Americans, every generation of Americans, is obligated to do, and that is to pass on a free country to the next. And right now, I'm beginning to actually believe that it's not just something we have to work at and try. I think this is something that we can actually accomplish. I'm getting optimistic. I'm getting fired up. Great day. Great day going on. Great time to live. Great time to fight. And no greater cause to fight for. So we've got these huge advances that we're seeing. AFTF, RTR coming on board with and partnering up with Truth Attack. And then these radio stations, there'll be work to try to, once we get a footprint, try to syndicate those. And we're also looking at tying in and forming a partnership between KCAA and KTAE, because this owner is on the message. And Republic Broadcasting Network, with which he is familiar and is wanting to sit down and see how the two can work together to maximize the impact that they both have on the public and on the internet and on the airwaves. It's just every time I turn around, something is happening, not because I'm doing something, but because so many people are doing things. I guess all we needed to do was just to get everybody pointed in the same direction, because, boy, whenever you move, everybody moves to the other side of the ship, something gives. And boy, I tell you, you see the ship listing now, and it's listing in our favor. What a fantastic line of developments. Now, on the downside, we've got some not so great things going on. And the question is, what can we gain from that? I know everybody is aware of Sherry Jackson's recent conviction. Of course, it ain't over till it's over, and the fat lady has not sung in that case, or the guy in the black dress hasn't sung in that case. It's not all over yet, but it's not a good thing to have to fight from that position. So we're going to see and talk about those, too, when we get back. Give us a call, 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we are talking about recent developments, particularly since I've been away for a few weeks here. The great things that are happening are not all that happens. When you get into a ring, I don't care, you know, how good a boxer you are, you're going to take some punches. You can't help that. I recall one fight where Muhammad Ali came out of the ring a winner, but he did it with a broken jaw. There's got to be pain involved. You can't swing without being swung at. And we're going to take some swats. We're going to take some downs. We're going to take some licks. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. It's not going to be a smooth ride. And nobody ever won anything without having to pay a price for it. So we are paying a price, and I think perhaps an unnecessarily high price sometimes. When I look at the number of people that are being convicted and carried away whenever the only thing they are guilty of is telling the truth and confronting the government with it, I consider every one of those to be, whether it's Irwin Schiff or it's Larkin Rose or it is somebody that you never heard of that is standing up to the government and fighting back and being carried away for having done that. Every one of those is a political prisoner in my book, and every one of those needs to be freed. And what the problem is that so many of us are looking for a single out. And so many of us are looking for a silver bullet, an easy way, a simple way, some sort of garlic garland that'll keep the vampire off of, you know, off at a distance and off of our back. But the fact is, none of us are going to get out of here and out from under the beast until all of us do. We've got to work together. We have to get out and work for a total solution to this problem, this theft that's going on. We have to look for the real solution, not just how am I going to get me free? How am I going to get me away? If we don't win, none of us win. If we don't take this out of everybody, including the undeserving, we are going to continue to suffer. We're going to continue to be hampered and tormented and tortured by the beast. So, you know, we need to focus on that. We need to keep our eye on the horizon. We need to keep our course straight. We've got our message. We know that IRS cannot refute any of the messages that we are advancing with Truth Attack. You look at their list of refuted tax protester arguments, and they purport there to refute all of them. None of Truth Attack's messages are listed among those refuted arguments. You won't find those listed there. And the reason is they cannot refute any of them. So we've got to stay focused on that, folks. We've got to stay on top of it. And no matter how many licks we take, we've got to give more than we receive. And we've got to score and win every round. We're not going to win every exchange. We're not going to win. We're not going to get bishops for pawns. Sometimes we're going to lose pawns and only get a bishop out of it. Or we're going to lose a bishop, rather, and only get a pawn out of it. I said that backwards. But the fight has to continue. And with folks like you fighting that fight, I feel good about it. I just, it just sickens me and it disheartens me when I see the government succeeding in so many prosecutions. These are going down all the time. They've bumped up their budget. That means we've got to bump up our efforts. We've got to get work that much harder. And we can do it. So what do we get from these? What do we glean? What do we gain from these losses that we've seen? One thing we can do is we can recognize the fact that we're going to have to start doing something differently. And I think the biggest thing that we're doing is that we're trying to win a war or win a battle with a shield. You can't win with a shield. I mean, I guess you could pound a guy on the head with a shield and whatnot, but I mean, he has a sword and a shield. So you can't fight defensively and expect to defeat your opponent. We've got to pick up the sword. And we've got the sword of truth, and we've got it going for us. And now we need the sword of justice. The legal system itself needs to be brought to play, brought to bear on the beast. And we could do that. And so things are in the works. And this is where I was going to tease you a little bit. Things are happening. The lawyers in the community have started networking, exchanging ideas, information, materials. Truth Attack is developing a comprehensive offensive plan, not defensive, but offensive plan. There are other ideas, a brilliant one, as a matter of fact, that I was told or given just recently when we were in Dallas, and that is still way off, but it's there. It's on the drawing board. And the first thing that you have to do is get the concept, and then you have to draw the blueprints, and then you have to do the planning, and you have to get together the financing. And you can build anything if you just take it one step at a time, and we've already started the first step on that. So we're looking at an offensive move, and that's what it's going to be.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the unholy alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, The Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, The New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. And freedom. Did you robbillgates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to didyourobbillgates.com. That's didyourobbillgates.com.
And welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we're in for some major catching up to do today. So if you've got some catching up to do, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Join me on the program today. Let's talk about what's on your mind and see what we can pick up. It's the best way I know to fill the gaps or to answer the questions is to get them. So, you know, if I'm answering your questions, I know I'm talking about what you want to hear about. 1-800-313-9443. On the issue, though, just to wrap up on where we were interrupted by that last break, we do need to move on the offensive. In order to win a battle, you have to defeat the enemy. You can't defend him to death. Rope-a-dope doesn't work if you do it all 15 rounds. You've got to come off of the ropes at some point and start swinging. And I don't think we're likely to tire this beast out. I don't think we're likely to just sit back and let it wear itself down and it's going to fall down and collapse in the middle of the ring in the 13th or 14th round. It has the resources. All it has to do is print more. Or take more. So it's not going to work to just sit back and hope that it comes for somebody else tonight. That's not the approach. So already there are a number of lawyers that are teaming up with Truth Attack right now and that are working together to get all of these issues on the table, all of the rights, not just the defense against obligations, but the rights that the code gives us to work with. We have weapons. You have rights under the code and actions that you can take. And the IRS gives us plenty of ammunition. Every day the IRS is out there violating the code, violating the law. It's time that we started taking it to task. And that's exactly what we're working on. And that is to mount an offensive on the legal side. We've got our offensive moving on the political side. You guys are out there doing a great job. I'm getting feedback and news and people that are of new interest are coming in, and they're getting that word from you. They're getting that news from you. That's why they're here. That's why they're asking questions. So what you need to do and what we need to do is just to take another look. That Einstein defined insanity as doing the same thing while you're expecting a different result. If you want change, you have to make a change happen. You have to change what you're doing if you want change in what's coming back. And so one of the things that we're looking at is we're putting our heads together, we're comparing notes, and we're coming up with ways to defend people more aggressively, not to fault any of the past defenses, because the defenses have been aggressive. Every effort's been made to push, but then we need to look for another crack to get our wedge into. Every time that we've tried to push, and lawyers have taken it on, in the ear over pushing these issues. Lawyers have been sanctioned. They've been chewed out. They've been subjected to rejection of their Pro Hunt VCHA applications. They've been subjected to, and they get stoned by the community. So these guys are the bravest of the brave. My hat's off to every one of them that has stuck it out because they know they're doing what's right. And whether it's appreciated or not, that's not the issue. I appreciate it, and I'm certainly glad that we have them. I just wish we had a lot more. But these things are coming to the fore, and the ammunition that the Internal Revenue Service is giving us by violating its own rules and violating the laws that it's supposed to be enforcing is going to come back on them, and it's going to come back on them in a big way. It's going to be a lot of fun. We need to start swinging, and that's what we're going to do. And on the defense, we need to start fighting some of these other issues, other elements of the crime besides willfulness. And the PRA, it's starting to ripen maybe a little bit. I don't know. We have that dictum in the Chisholm case out of the Tenth Circuit. It's at least an encouraging word. And so we need to capitalize on that and press it, and understand that's exactly what's in the process. So get out there, continue to push on that political front, make that anvil so that the hammer has something to come down on. We're working on the hammer, folks. Well, let's go on to the phones. We got Stan in Idaho. How are you doing, Stan?
Good morning, Mr. Cryer. I'm just fine. How's yourself?
I'm just doing the best I can. At least it stopped raining here.
Must be rested up. We haven't heard from you in 3 weeks.
I know it. I feel almost ashamed that I've neglected this. And I'll tell you, I've missed you guys. I enjoy this, but it's not work for me. This is a break for me is what it actually is. I get to stop working for 2 hours on Saturday afternoon and visit with folks.
I'm sure.
And it's a good break. Well, what do you have on? Do you mind?
Well, I've got two questions, two individuals, Sherry Jackson and Eddie Kane. And first, Sherry Jackson. I haven't heard of any updates as of late. I know of her. The sheeple found her guilty, unfortunately. And I believe Mr. Beecraft is her attorney. Are you working side by side with Larry on this? With Sherry?
No,
or where are we at?
I talk to Larry a lot, but I'm not on the case, actually.
Okay.
But Larry Beecraft is representing her, and as is Jeff Dickstein, two very fine trial lawyers and very fine tax crime trial lawyers. If you had a level playing field, we'd win every one of these. If we had a level playing field, but we don't. We're in a crooked casino with a stacked deck. And a dealer who's working for the house, and he knows where his bread's buttered.
Amen.
You know that, and so what we have to do is we just have to do it better and harder, and we have to know more than they do when we go in, and we have to know how to talk to a jury. We have to know how to, we have to choose our fights a little more wisely instead of just being moss flying into the flame. So many of these guys, so many of them go in there and they're not really ready. They're not combat ready. What I call a combat readiness test, they'd flunk it, almost every one of them would flunk it. And when they don't take the test until they get to the beach, it usually means a bullet. And that's a sad, terrible thing. And so one of the first things I do when people, you know, get hold of me and say, hey, I don't want to file taxes anymore. And I tell them, well, send me your background, send me your bio, and I'll give you a combat readiness test and tell you whether you're ready to go out and fight that side of the battle. But if you're not, I'll sure give you other ways you can serve. I can tell you how to make bullets. I can tell you how to make tents and uniforms and boots. I'll find out something that you can do that's going to help. Everybody knows something. Everybody has a skill that can be turned toward the task of winning, you know. So that's the status on, that's an unfortunate thing, but that is in the mill. I mean, they're working away at it.
Well, is there any way to extricate her from this horseshoe ambush I don't know the legalese of this. I mean, once found, declared guilty, or found guilty, is there any process at all that's possible without letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak, to, again, extricate her, an appeal, or what, is prison inevitable for her, or that's kind of my question.
Well, you know, nothing is inevitable. There's always hope as long as the case is not final, and it's not final. I thought I was being a little more subtle, but apparently I do sound like I know where the cat is in the bag, but I can't let the cat out of the bag as to what's being worked on, because that would compromise the effort. But I can tell you things are in the works, and they're doing all they can, and there are several post-trial measures in a case that can be taken, the most common and well known of which, of course, are motions for new trial and an appeal. And I, you know, can tell you that they're looking at every single option in front of them to save her and undo that conviction.
Okay, very good. That was my, you know, I just wondered, is there a sentencing date or trial date or something, or whatever you call that, for her at this time? And with that, you know, how much time does she have? I mean,
if there is, I haven't heard of it, but it could very well have been by now. Whenever the trial concluded, the judge adjourned court, and they all left without even addressing a sentencing date, or without addressing you know, any of the typical things you discussed following a conviction, such as post-conviction release conditions. So she just released, Sherry on the same conditions that she was released, prior to trial, which was fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but we don't have a date that I know of. That's not to say that there isn't one.
Okay.
You know, the biggest date I know of is coming up is January 10th. And that's on Vernon Coughlin. This lady's a hero. She is such a trooper. I didn't have any choice on what to do. I had to take them on. And I had training to do it with. And I had the education to do it with. And I had the skills, the courtroom understanding, procedural skills to do it with. She hadn't done any of those things. She hadn't taken an oath that bound her to fight. She didn't have the legal skills. She didn't, and she took them on anyway, and she won. Well, now they're trashing her for it, and they've seized a lot of her property. And January 10th is a date that, if anybody can, I don't have a website, but I'm sure that if you Google Vernon Coughlin, you'll find websites that are accepting contributions for her to buy her stuff back. And they've taken her car, they've taken her jewelry, they've taken her silver. And they took 600 copies of AFTF, American Freedom to Fascism, from her. They brought those back the next day. Now, wouldn't it be neat to have a copy of AFTF that came from the IRS? Isn't that ironic? Well, she's got those. And I think that they're going to offer those up as gifts of appreciation for contributions. So, you know, everybody needs to jump online and get that. I wish I had, and I apologize for not having a website. And I'll see if I can't get one before the program's over, for people to go to and to kick in and help her out. Bless her heart. She's not complaining. She's not whining about it.
Well, Bernie should have asked the Gestapo agent in charge for autographs for those 600. I mean, we're talking collector items.
Yes, I think so. They came from the IRS, you know, because they came to her house from the Internal Revenue Service. So this is, you know, what's a story without a little bit of irony tied in?
Well, let me ask you, Tom. I had heard some. Well, as we know, the criminal charges. She was found not guilty, and then I had heard rumor, I don't know, let me ask you, that they come back after civilly, and she paid them some $500,000, and that's
what
I heard.
I don't know what the numbers are. I don't know what the numbers are, Stan, but I do know that they came after her civilly. And, you know, and it's hard to win. You think it's hard to win in a courtroom? Try winning in their own administrative process. But, you know, that's where those are. And that's where we're trying to do right now.
Well,
and, look, I'm going to move on if it's all right with you, unless you've got another quick question.
Well, you mentioned Kuglin, but I mentioned Eddie Kane.
Oh, yes, you did.
And
I'm really not up on his situation other than to know that he is still in custody and has, as far as I know, has yet to be charged with anything. Do you know of anything?
He is not charged. His counsel confirms there's no complaints or affidavits of probable cause in the court record. How can this be?
Beats the daylights out of me. I haven't looked into it. And I've got so many people bleeding. You know, I'm out here doing triage and trying to stop the arteries that are squirting the largest, you know.
All right.
But, it just seems odd to me that these guys can just do whatever they want to do and nobody takes them to task on it. And that's why I say we've got to start looking at the weapons that we have. We have weapons. We have rights. And where you have a right, you have a remedy. And these guys are giving us all kinds of material. They're giving us plenty to work with. Every day they're out there violating the law, out there making unauthorized disclosures, making unlawful and unauthorized collection actions. And it's just they don't cross their T's, they don't dot their I's, they don't follow their own procedures because they figure they're immune. Well, that's time to catch somebody. Flash in the sky. That's all I can offer you on Eddie. I really don't have any more information on him, but if somebody does have information and knows more about it, wants to maybe respond to your inquiry, that's what we're all here for. Do it at 800-313-9443. But thanks, Stan. Great call. I appreciate you calling in. Good
you
talking
bet.
To you. And let's see, what time have we got here? We're coming up pretty quick here on a break. But let's go ahead and get Trooper Dave Wilson on from Arkansas. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, fine, Tom. It's sure good to hear you, sir.
It's good to be heard.
Oh, boy. Well, that voice is being heard more loudly and clearly every day now.
Well,
Thanks
we've got people out there like you that are spreading the word, putting signs out, dropping cards at the bank or at the pizza shop or a pizza place or, talking to cashiers at the grocery store. That's what I'm doing.
Okay,
and let me
Tom,
tell you what.
Tom, would you not agree that without a procedurally correct and proper certificate assessment, there can be no liability for any tax?
It depends on how you define liability. I mean, if you're saying
without an assessment,
because an assessment, well, let's look at the other side of that egg and chicken. If you don't have liability, you can't have a lawful assessment. The assessment is evidence of the liability.
They go hand in glove.
Creation.
They go hand in glove,
they do,
right?
They you're absolutely right, and it's a chicken and egg thing because, but you're not on the books. Why don't you hang on with me? We're going into a break.
Okay.
If you can.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking to Truth Trooper Dave Wilson in Arkansas. Dave, I've been thinking about your question, and here's the best thing that I can come up with. The liability can't come from an assessment. It comes from the statute. That's one of the whole problems with the Internal Revenue Code, is the absence of a provision that makes the typical working American liable. The liability has to originate statutorily. It cannot originate after the fact.
Well, the regulations, though, are a determining factor as well.
Well, no, the regulations cannot. No regulation can establish liability.
Okay, where in the Internal Revenue Code itself, then, is listed the assessment authority?
The assessment authority has to do with the process, okay? The assessment authority is part of the process, and it's authorized, and the regulations are authorized, in that the treasurer is given authority to promulgate regulations for carrying out the process of going from incurring the tax to the tax paid. The problem is that there is no real underlying statutory liability provision that applies to anyone other than withholding agents. And withholding agents, if you look at the definition, a withholding agent is somebody required to withhold on a non-resident alien or foreign corporation.
By the way, I listened to Joe Bannister's show from 12 till 2, and
he's over on WTP.
Yes, sir. I'm sure you're familiar with Tom Selgus.
Yes.
And
Tom's FOIA, brilliant man.
His FOIA campaign to the Office of Personnel Management, OPM.gov. And he had
I'm not real familiar with his FOIA campaign that Tom and I have discussed that very briefly, but I'm not sure I really have a handle on it and could speak toward that with any authority.
Well, I could sum it up pretty quickly, I think. He also had Jeff Dickstein on. on the air today as well.
Well, he had his hands full.
Oh, boy. Let's cut straight to the chase then. 26 CFR 301.6201-1, Assessment Authority. A, in general, the district director is authorized and required to make all inquiries necessary to the determination and assessment of all taxes imposed by the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 or any prior internal revenue law. The district director is further authorized and required, and the director of the regional service center is authorized to make the determinations and the assessments of such taxes. That's very plain and clear, right?
Yeah, it's plain and clear, provided there's a statutory basis for it.
Except in other for words, the fact...
let me give you an example. You've got one of the most commonly cited regulations that you hear from the government is 1.1-1 that says that citizens, all citizens are liable for the tax. Well, that's absolutely no weight, no balance, because there's nothing in the statutes that says that.
Correct.
You first have to have a statutory basis for a liability. Now, what they've done is they've authorized them to say, when somebody is liable, how much they owe, and that's what it is. And I hate to do this to you again, but we're not done with this, and you know we're done with time for this top of the hour. Can you stay with us for just a few minutes more, Dave?
I appreciate it.
You betcha. We'll be right back.
Since 1980.